And good morning, everybody. As you're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, Carol X in Crookston, Minnesota, on this Wednesday. It is time for another edition of our Valley Talk program. And, well, as always here, after the Crookston City Council meets for their last meeting of the month, that coming Wednesday, we have City Administrator Corky Reynolds on the air. And, well, Corky, what do we know today?
Well, it's a beautiful day. It's a good morning. And we're here to talk about matters in the city.
There you go. I mean, what a better way to, you can't think of a better way to spend your Wednesday morning, right? I mean,
I can't conceive of one.
All right, so let's get into it here. Go back to your meeting on Monday. Let's start there like we typically do. Before we get into the Ways and Means Committee, which I know there was a big discussion on the pool, we'll get to that. Let's just start with the council, because there was a couple of good and positive things that took place there, including this grant, it sounds like, that was approved for North Star Lime.
Well, North Star Lime, you know, Brian Bohl and Phil Schramm presented information to us the preceding meeting, mm-hmm. and they requested that the city act as a sponsor for a grant application to the Minnesota DEED, the Department of Economic Development, and for money, for funding, for what they call a MIF grant, and that's the Minnesota Investment Fund Program, where business entities can apply to the state for funding, which are forgivable loans.
Okay.
And the criteria for that, one of which is that you have to create jobs for your local community.
Sure.
And the presentation by North Star Lime indicated that they anticipated that when they're up and running here in Crookston, they would create approximately 20 jobs, new jobs, jobs that aren't here now, mm-hmm. Which would benefit our community and the surrounding area. They have a real unique process where they take lime from American Crystal and dry it and pelletize it so that it can be more readily transported to places that need lime for their pH in their fields.
Sure.
And Crookston's very excited to be that sponsor, and they are looking for a significant amount of money, upwards of $400,000.
Now, is that a necessity for them to have a sponsor one way or another?
Yes.
Okay.
Business entities must have a sponsor. They could be a municipality, it could be an economic development authority, a combination. But yes, and Crookston was more than happy to be able to facilitate that and participate.
Yeah, well, and it seems like this is going to be a great thing for the community. And they're looking at the lot, I believe, right by American Crystal Sugar to...
Well, they have already acquired property. For okay. those of you who've been in Crookston, it's the old Jiffy Fry
okay.
facility. So it's within a mile.
Yeah.
And it's in near the industrial park that Crookston has.
Sure.
So it's an excellent site. And they've put in a lot of groundwork. They've been in this process for a number of years. And they're hoping to put the finishing touches on it now, and this grant will be very helpful.
Absolutely. So that's great news. What else was on the agenda last night at the council meeting?
Well, on Monday night, we talked about a number of things involving the corridor, one of which, you know, the highway corridor downtown, which would be subject to construction in 2027. Mm-hmm. One of the things that the council has authorized is the design of that. And the state of Minnesota and the city are now partnering in a one request for proposals document. Oftentimes you find with cities and MnDOT that they each go out for their respective design consultants, mm-hmm. and that can lead to some difficulties in coordination, in finger pointing.
Yeah.
So the state proposed that we have one request for proposals and that we enter into a contract together with whatever consultant is selected, and that will eliminate some of those potentialities for confusion or finger pointing. And the city council said that sounded like a good idea, so they voted to allow us to do that. So we will now enter into an agreement with the state, go out and get a proposal that will involve the city and the state, and then there will be a proper accounting. It'll be split out. Whoever work is being done, if the trunk highway is being done, that's the state's responsibility.
Sure.
If the side streets here, the local roads, that will be the city's. And that will go over a period of 4 years.
Sure. It does seem like that makes more sense to me, at least, and it's going to be a smoother operation when you're in it. The less entities you can have, the more people you start to get involved, it seems like there would be more issues or possible issues that could arise.
Well, in most situations, if you can get coordination, if you can get continuity, if you can get cooperation, you're going to be better off. And, yeah. and we think that this benefits the city, this benefits the state, benefits all of us. And hopefully we can reduce costs
yeah,
by just getting one consultant. So.
Absolutely. And you said four-year period. I forget, when is that going to take place again as
well,
of now?
Well, we are. Actually, they'll go out for the design consultant now. Okay. And we hope that construction will begin in 2027.
Okay. Sounds good. And what else, if anything, before we jump to the ways and means?
Well, we did have some discussion about the airport. As many of you listeners know, we're going to be making some changes at the airport. And one of those is called AWOS, and that's Automated Weather Observation System. Under the new regulations promulgated, set out by the FAA, our automated observation of the weather system is not in compliance. And so we need to, one, relocate it to a different position, and two, we actually have to get new equipment. So in order to facilitate that, because it's outside the geographic area of Crookston, we have to work with the townships. And in order to do that, we had to pass a resolution that says we will cooperate with townships. We have to have a new zoning board and membership to deal with just those issues at the airport.
Sure.
And that's important for the weather observation system. But we're also going to be constructing a new T-hangar, which would house six additional units. Our airport is very busy. We have a waiting list of people who want hangars at the airport. So all of this will be coordinated, and the council allowed the zoning district of the cooperative effort. And so we'll be proceeding with that.
Sure. So when that first came up, did you kind of run into both these issues at the same time as far as needing new equipment or realizing that it wasn't in the right geographical location and then it led to the other one? Or
no, they came simultaneously.
Okay.
These were the new regulations promulgated by the FAA, the Federal Air Administration. And it's not only our airport, but a number throughout the United yep. States. The equipment needs to be updated. And then where those can be located also needs to be updated. There's new rules and criteria. So they came together.
Sure. Okay. Anything else before we go to the ways and means?
No, I think that pretty much takes right. care of the regular meeting.
Sure. Well, and that's why I wanted to start there, because that was the regular meeting, but then there was a big discussion that was taking place during the Ways and Means meeting about the pool. Obviously, for those that are aware, and if you're not aware, there's some repairs that need to be made if you are to get that back up operating and functional. It's been closed for what, about a month
I'm
now?
I'm going to say 3 weeks.
Three weeks?
Been
okay.
Closed. And the history of that has been the pool initially had a water main break mm-hmm. approximately 3 weeks ago, and that needed to be repaired. Well, that was being repaired and the basement cleaned out of 3 or 4 feet of water that was there. We discovered that two of the elements which basically supply heat to the pool itself and to the building were dysfunctional. They were broken. They were leaking chemical that circulates in our system. And we just could not keep the pool open with those not functioning properly. So we had to close the pool. And in addition, the pool was going to be closed for a scheduled closure anyway for the summer repairs and to update what needed to be done. Well, in order to get the pool doors just opened, one, we had to clean up the water main break material, mm-hmm. but we also had to put online those heating elements. Well, we don't have those in stock, obviously. And so those would cost approximately $40,000 mm-hmm. to purchase and install. So with the Park and Recs director, we had discussion about, were we going to do that? Because we obviously don't budget for these kind of situations. And if we were going to get the pool open, we also said we've got to pay attention to a facility study report, which we had had done in September of last year, which laid out a number of items that needed to be addressed.
Sure.
One of the problems that the pool has is the moisture within the pool is evaporating through the cinder block walls and creating degradation, breakdown of the material in the walls.
Is that just from a long course of time, essentially just wore it down finally?
Yes, a long course of time and maybe some dysfunction in our how we let the moisture escape. Yeah. When the pool was originally constructed, There were no what they call veeps, where you put into the walls an ability to draw the moisture out through a guided path. That wasn't the state of the art when it was built, so they weren't in the walls. That's this one example. But the total amount of potential costs, if we were to do anything, is in excess of $1 million. So we needed to, as a city, address that.
Yeah.
One, should we keep it the pool open with those kind of costs? Two, how do we find the money to do those? And three, should we sequence those? Should we try to do them all at once? So we've had a number of discussions. And we also had contact with a group of, I'll say, advocates for keeping the pool open. They were very articulate. They were very ambitious, and they wanted input. So we met with a group of them, got their ideas, got an understanding of what they were looking at. They provided us data, and we took that into consideration. But we also thought that we should have a Ways and Means Committee meeting, which deals with financial matters for the city. And we did that.
Sure.
And that group came to the Ways and Means and heard the information that we had and then presented some information themselves. They're very desirous of keeping the pool open. We all agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we all agree that the pool is a valuable community asset.
So what needs to happen at this point to keep it open? You had the discussion. What happens from now, I guess, moving forward?
Well,
at
the
this
Ways
point?
And Means Committee can't make motions and can't...
Yep.
direct us. That's the council. But they made a recommendation, which they are able to do. And they said, first recommendation is pursue getting the pool open.
Okay.
Find out what this is actually going to cost. Try to get a timeline, a timetable, because these two parts have to be ordered and they have to be installed. Mm-hmm. And the provider of those parts can't really articulate a definite type of timeline.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. Then we have to get the doors open. In addition, the facility study said, the study recommends that we consult with some air quality people, HVAC people, to make determination about how we should best address the issues. There's some off gases, there's some moisture, obviously. How do we address that? Two, we should get a structural engineer to do further and more extensive testing on the actual structure, the envelope pool building, and the Ways and Means said, do that.
Can the pool be open when, or all of this needs to happen before it can even get the doors open?
What needs to be happen is we need to get those actuators or heat distribution elements installed.
Okay.
Then the pool can be open.
And all of the other stuff could take place while the pool
That's
open?
Our understanding. Okay. Is that the pool could be open. We'd have to confirm that.
Yep.
While those studies would be ongoing. But that may, they may say differently when they come in. We need it closed for a period of time. We just have to determine that and get that information.
So it still could be a little bit because, like you had said, I mean, you're not going to be able to get those pieces tomorrow by any means. And the council, so does the council have to approve something then at the next council meeting, or is there going to be a special council meeting?
We will have a special council meeting probably on the 5th.
Okay.
That's just a speculation, where they will actually just formally approve expenditures of money going forward to procure the parts and to procure the services. And we in the administration, finance director, myself, Jake Solberg, Park and Rec, we've got to find the money.
Well, I was going to say, where do you even start to look,
Well, there are some land and building funds. There are some reserves set aside for Park and Rec. Yeah. We can look for those. And I think we can find the money. It's just,
sure,
where do we take it from, then present it to the council and say, here's the source of our funding. And ask them for approval, and I believe we'll readily get that.
Sure. So you could look at it and maybe even look at it from a couple different points of view, bring that to the council, and then they could discuss it, make a motion on one of the two, let's say, or something, and then go forward.
Exactly. They will be given the data about, here's what we think the cost will be, here's where we're going to draw the money, and then I believe that they will say, yes, that's what we want to do. Get the pool open. Then do the studies, then come back and tell us what we need to do and how we pay for it. And is it a one-time fix? Is it sequencing it, even considering bonding.
Yeah.
You know, that's a possibility. We need to put all of the options in front of the members of the council for them to make that decision.
So more on that to come, I guess, in the coming weeks.
I believe so.
Hopefully we can have more to report on there, whatever ends up happening with that. Anything else from Monday specifically that you want to get into?
Well, there's nothing in particular that we did, but the council has had some real ongoing good discussions about finances.
Yep.
How do we deal with our finances going forward? You know, last year we had a fairly significant levy increase. And we need to address that. Is that something that needs to continue? We will start the budgeting process now in the beginning of June.
Okay.
And that process is really an interesting and integral thing, because initially each department head is asked by myself to prepare a list of their wants for the upcoming year. I mean, the normal things, wages, benefits, programming. So we start out with wants.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we get together all the department heads and we present to the council what the wants are and what that would translate into dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, those are wants. The council generally reviews that and says, these are all really good ideas, but we have to be more realistic in terms of how do we pay for these.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go back and we prune, if you will, the expenditures. What things do we really need as opposed to wants?
And you're going to be doing this now?
We'll start in June.
So, because, I mean, the budget cycle doesn't come, obviously, until the end of the year, but it's good to have this on
your radar.
Well,
we have to have our preliminary budget set by a certain date in September. You can make changes from that preliminary budget.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go up, but you can go down.
That's right.
And that often happens,
yep.
And then you have to have that completed by the latter part of December.
Sure.
But we want to go on a very thoughtful, data-based process, because our department heads are very creative and they're very innovative, but mm-hmm. that costs money.
Yeah.
So we want to give ourselves time to really differentiate between what we'd really like to see and those things that we really need.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate at this point in time. The labor contracts have basically been negotiated, so we know what those costs will be.
Okay.
We're not sure what our insurance costs will be, but we've been fortunate in the last couple of years to have very minimal, if any, increases. Don't know how long that can continue. We're going to be budgeting for some expected increases in our health insurance costs.
No.
But once we get to the point where we say these are our needs, then the council really has to dig in and go, well, is it really a need?
Yeah.
And then weighing off, considering, you know, taxpayers' ability to mm-hmm. pay. You know, we can think of millions and millions of dollars of things that would benefit our whole community, but we have to pay for it. We have to consider people's expenses, ability to pay, and we have to weigh those off again. And that process will start now in June.
It's a balancing act, as always. I mean, that's what you always used to tell me back when we were, talking about this last year and how, you know, you balance the best way to serve the community as it's the city's responsibility, but at the same time, keeping the taxpayers in mind. So
we're kind of like the Walendas, that famous tightrope walking
yeah,
family.
There you go.
The city council kind of has that distinction. We have to balance and we don't want to fall and... but we don't want to just walk across real quickly either. So we are kind of a Walenda-like.
There you go. Well, we're out of time, but thanks for coming in, and we'll have you back on in June. Appreciate it as always. And, until then, you have a good rest of your day. Okay, Corky?
Well, thanks for having us, and good luck in the future.
All right, thanks, Corky. As Corky Reynolds, the city administrator here for the city of Crookston, it's the top of the hour. Here's the world and national news headlines from the Associated Press.